Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, welcome to another edition of Sitting City. It's your boy Cass. What's happening?
What I don't understand is,
most of the time, most people know when they're being used. Why do you stay in that kind of relationship, man? Why do you stay there? Why continue to let a motherfucker use you? And you know you're being used.
Well, you know what? I think everybody to a certain degree use somebody for something. Even the happiest relationships, a motherfucker use you for something. If it's just for comfort, stability, support. I mean, you use somebody for something. It's just the fact when you abuse it, that's when it gets real fucked up. And a lot of people don't know when it's getting abused.
Okay, include me in. How do you know when you're being when it's abused, though?
I mean, hell, when it's just rampant. I mean, that's just like, okay, you know what I'm saying? You come in the house, you know what I'm saying? You go to your old lady, hey, let me get $40. You know, because you know she's more financially stable. You know, you gonna get $40, then you come back, hey, let me get $50, let me get $70. And at the end of the day, I mean, you know, end of the day, end of the week, whenever it's all said and done, you ain't contributing shit. She can't come to you and get no money, but you always in her face getting money. I mean, come on now, you know what you're using her for. But now she might not see it right away, but eventually, it'll click.
Well, it just amazes me, man. You know, I see the situation and be like, don't you see what the fuck is going on? You know what I mean? But you know what, though? When you in that situation, I guess when you actually in it, you're the last motherfucker to see.
Exactly. You ain't going to see it right away. You're going to, you know what I'm saying? You think you're in okay. I mean, for every time that you give him that $40, $50, he might just be just busting you down. You know what I'm saying? Doing whatever.
I don't know, bro. I think... using people is kind of fucked up, man. So, because that shit's supposed to be a 50-50 thing, man. You know what I mean? You're supposed to go down that same road together. So you just got that one motherfucker constantly with his or her hand out. I mean, I'm talking about men and women, because everybody does it. Some people do it on a higher level than others, but everybody uses somebody for something, like you said earlier. Everybody uses somebody for something. But, man, when you go to those extremes, I mean, I don't understand how people stay in the same relationship. I don't understand how you stay in that relationship, man. Even as a guy, if your woman constantly got a hand out, you know what I'm saying? You at work all day, you know, she watching Oprah or Dr. Phil, you know, or Lord forbid, she's still watching One Life to Live with Daryl Hospital. I mean, come on, what are you doing? Do stay there, man. I mean, I've had good sex in my life, man, but goddamn, come on.
Have you never felt nobody ever used you before?
Oh, I've been used plenty of times, man.
I mean, but we all have.
I think
you right away.
Don't want to see it. If you think you're in love, you don't want to see it, man. You know, you feel like, well, that person loved me, so I'm going to try to do what I can for them. You know, a person looking in through the window see things different than you do sitting in that house. You block a lot of things out because you feel you're in love.
But you got to see it, man. Sooner or later, you got to see it.
Now, hold on, man. You might see it later than sooner, but, you know, you can't just say, all right, I see this right away. It don't happen like that. I mean, if it happened like that, you would never get used. And you just said yourself, you've been used before. Everybody been used. So, I mean, you're going to see it later than sooner.
But my point is, though, once I found out, I'm out. Once I caught on to the game, I'm out. I'm not going to stay there. You know what I mean? I'm wondering why people stay there. They stay there and constantly allow themselves to be used. I don't understand that.
I mean, it's like, I might look at you and say, damn, dog, you seen that going on a long time ago, and you didn't leave. I mean, it's all what somebody can take. I mean, you might not can take as much as I can, or I might not can take as much as you can, but whatever the case is, you know what I'm saying? Like, I might look at a situation like, damn, why is Thomas still right there? Or you might have said the same thing, like, why is Cass still in this certain relationship? And he see what's going on. He coming to me, he telling me he see what's going on, but he's still right there. Now, I might
it's
say the same thing about you. Huh?
It just amazes me, man. I mean, why would you want to stay in a bad relationship? Number one, it can't be a happy relationship because only one person's bringing stuff to the table. You know, the other person constantly got their hands out. So that can't be happy for neither. I mean, it's probably happy for the person that got their hands out because they're getting the best of both worlds. You know what I mean?
Well,
they don't really got to do nothing.
I mean, you got to figure out, you got to figure who's being used. I mean, if that person like it, then what can you say about it? You might have people genuinely good at heart that they just don't feel like they're being used.
I don't see how.
It's like, okay, well, I can deal with it.
Maybe. I'm not feeling that. I'm not, because if it's a bad relationship, it's just, you know what I'm saying? If you're being used and you see it, and
okay,
you don't get out of it, you want to be used. But hold on for a second, dog. Let me bring Janine in. What's happening, Janine?
Hello. How's everybody?
What's up, baby?
Chilling. Okay, now go ahead and get on out of there. No, I'm not even going to go there with you tonight. Maybe a little bit later. When things get a little tense, I'm going to go there with you to bring them back down. So you just be ready, okay? Hey, we're talking about users tonight. Are you a user or are you a UZ? Have you ever been used before?
I don't think I allow myself to be used. I think I'm a generous person, but I just give because I want to, not because I feel like I'm being used.
So hold on for a second. Hold on, dog.
That was brings me to the question I was asking you. I mean, what is your definition of a use? Because a lot of people may say, well, you know, I was being generous. I don't feel I was being used. Like, in certain situations, you might say that, okay, Cass, you got used. I might feel like, no, I didn't. So what is your definition actually of saying, like, somebody's being used?
My definition is, if I'm the only one giving, you're steady taking, but you're not giving back, you're using me.
Okay, now, with that being said, I mean, how can you say that I'm just using you when, I mean, really and truly, I mean, I might be giving back in another way. I might not be giving it back in the way you want me to give back, but I'm giving back in other ways. So, am I really
using you? Which way would that be? That would be my next question. Well, what are you contributing to this relationship? What are you bringing?
What can I get from
you other than sex?
Okay, maybe. Okay, well, I mean, I see. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe it's happiness. I mean, if this person makes you happy, you wouldn't mind spending money on them, would you? Would you feel
well,
like you being used? Right, so, if you felt like that she makes you happy, you know what I'm saying? You still feel like, but she ain't giving you a dime. You ain't getting no money.
I give you a prime example. And everybody got to feel this. It's your birthday. I go all out. Got the roses, the chocolate, dinner, a play or some shit like that. I go all out. My birthday rolls around. I get a card. Happy birthday, boo. That's it. That's all I get. Now, who's being used here?
Did she have
the
money?
Come on, man. That ain't the point.
She
got the money. She can at least cook me dinner. All I get is a card. That's all I get. Okay, I give you a true life example. true life. This actually happened to me. I'm living with this girl. I'm paying all the bills in the house, right? We work at the same place. Actually, she has two jobs. She got two jobs, right? And she has two kids, right? And so it's me, her, and the two kids living in this house. We working at the same place, plus her second job, right? She get her taxes back, dude. This is no lie, man. No lie. I lived with this girl for like 7 months. Paid every bill in the house. She just stacked her money, right? She not to pay shit. I told her I'll take care of everything. Don't even worry about it. You know what I'm saying? You just concentrate on your kids. I'll take care of everything else. She got her taxes back, right? She got $5,554.12. That was her tax. And, yes, I remember the exact number. $5,554.12. That was her tax. She went shopping.
But she told her that.
Let me finish, Janine. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She came back. Bags, she had bags of everything, man. Kids got 4-5 pairs of shoes apiece. I couldn't even get a pack of cigarettes from the girl. She had $5,554.12. And I couldn't even get a pack of cigarettes. She didn't buy me jack shit.
And
they
gonna
tell me. That's the same thing she said. Well, you didn't ask for nothing. I shouldn't have to.
Well, yeah, you do. No, I don't. I mean,
come on, y'all. If your woman got paid all this money and she came in and said, ain't bringing you nothing, you going to say the same thing I said. Janine, you too. Both of y'all. Y'all say the exact same thing. Oh, I got to ask you for something. You just couldn't do up the tennis of your fucking heart? You using me to pay your goddamn bills. Even though I did say it, but I still felt you.
Yeah, not like Janine said. You did say, you did tell her that.
Come on, now. I mean, let's be realistic, man. Neither one of y'all would have said nothing about that situation, honestly. Y'all would have never brought that shit up. $5,554.12.
Well, I wouldn't have never said, don't worry about buying me nothing. That's what it seemed like, because of what you said at the beginning. You said for her to do whatever she wanted to do with her money, you got it. You going to take care of the bills. So she was doing whatever she wanted to do with her money. Some people, you got to ask for what you want. There are some people who are just generous and will give. You could just say you want something, and they'll give it to you as a gift, as a surprise or something. But everybody's not like that. Huh?
Would you feel hurt? Would you feel hurt if that situation happened to you? Even though you didn't ask for nothing? You didn't say bad me none of nothing. What do you think, well, you know, you should just take it up on yourself to get that man or woman something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think like that because I do that. Like somebody would just be talking and they'll say they want something and I have it. I just get it for them as a gift. But that's me. Everybody's not like that.
Well,
some
let me
people
let
you
secret,
have to ask.
Jean, I'm going to let you on a little secret.
What?
I always wanted Alexis.
You always what?
I always wanted Alexis. I'm just putting that out there. That's all I'm saying. That's it, you know. Ain't like I'm asking you. I'm just saying, you know, I always wanted Alexis.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Photo black with the spoke rims, bow tie. I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
She's so nice, but I know what she really thinking.
Nigga, please!
No, but I'm saying, though, neither one of y'all will feel hurt. Nobody will feel hurt about that. You got to feel a little hurt in there. Come on now, let's be realistic.
Okay, all right, now $5,000. Okay, $5,000, you go shopping.
Whoa, dog. Let me cut you off for a second, bro.
$5,554.12. Okay. $5,554.12. All right, now, when she came home, was all the money gone?
Nope. No, she didn't spend it all. Not that night, anyway.
Why you ain't asking that?
Because I left when she went to sleep. I went right to Valena crib.
why? I mean, okay. So in other words, what you're saying is that because you didn't ask for nothing. You know what I'm saying? You ain't asked for nothing. She ain't give you nothing. You left. So who would say if you would have been like, hey, can you go buy me something? She wouldn't say, come on, in the morning, man, you can go get you something, whatever you want.
Well, I didn't give her a chance to. I moved the fuck out as soon as she went to sleep.
You know what? That's a perfect example of what me and you talked about. That's a perfect example of you reacting before thinking.
Well, hey. Come on now, you can't tell me you got all these bags and you didn't think about me now. You ain't walked past a Foot Locker or nothing, huh? Not even a pair of socks.
Maybe she wanted you to go with her and y'all go together. Maybe that trip was for her and the kids.
Nope.
And maybe she was going to do y'all trip later.
I'd have been there with the chick for one thing.
You wouldn't have had to ask. I would have been right there with $5,500, whatever it was, 12 cents.
$54.
$4. When she got that check, me and her would have went shopping.
Okay.
But
that's,
I like that, though.
Okay.
Some people need you to ask. Some people need you to say something. You got to say something.
Ask, you jump to conclusions. As we all know, Father Time do. He jumps to, once he gets mad, he thinks. I mean, you she wouldn't have gave you the song. Or took you shopping as soon as you said something. But damn, baby, you didn't. Hey, why don't you buy me these shoes? Whatever you want.
Well, like Grandma used to say, a cold mouth never gets fed.
Well, I'm 200 plus pounds, bro. My mouth be open, man. Just that particular time, I figure I shouldn't have to ask. I shouldn't. I mean, I'm paying bills for 7 months, man.
Okay,
man.
I don't know what you want.
Easy. It's the thought that counts. It's the thought, man. It's the thought. You thought about me. That makes me happy because you thought about me.
Okay, and
you know
I'm not saying to you personally. You can buy me a coffee mug. If you thought about me, I'm happy. But now if that's the way it was, and now if I said something and you like, well, I ain't going to get you shit, then, yeah, I was going to pack up. But, well, you know, can I get a whatever I wanted? Can I get, you know, can I get a shoe? Can I get this outfit? Can I get these gator skin boots? Can I get this? And you tell me no, then all right, well, fine. I see where we at. But now, if I ask, then you tell me, yeah, I'm cool with it. But I'm going to ask. I ain't going to just sit there like, okay, well, you ain't getting me shit, so I hate you. I'm leaving. But we all know.
Well, I left. I got the fuck up out of there. You know what I'm saying?
I kicked her country ass to the curb.
Damn right. I was hurt. I was crushed. I really was. I was crushed. Because I was actually liking this girl. We had a lot of things in common. You know what I'm saying? I liked her kids. And I was crushed, man. She let me a pack of cigarettes, dude. And back then, cigarettes was like $3.50.
All right, but you didn't ask for nothing. Then you told her, baby, I'm going to pay for everything. I can't tell you. She's just been all day sucking for written across your forehead.
Well, I learned a valuable lesson. You know what I'm saying?
Now, you know,
I kicked that country ass to the curb.
I take that back, though. I ain't going to say that you was an all day sucker. But, I mean, dog. You got to think about it. You agreed to pay all the bills. You said she had kids. You said the kids all got 4 or 5 pair of shoes apiece.
Right.
Huh?
I didn't even get a pair of socks. I didn't get jet.
You didn't do right. I mean, you did that.
How did I do it? That's what I was saying. We got butter. What's happening, butter?
What's happening, man?
Oh, it's
ain't
butter. My bad. I saw the 317. I just automatically assumed. My bad, bro. What
I know you don't even know who you is. You don't even know who you is, man. I know who you is, Superman with the cape on and shit.
Who this, man?
I know who you is, though.
Superman ain't got nothing to do with it. you caught the tail end of the conversation, bro.
Yeah, I know. I caught the tail end of that cape, too, when it was flying by. All
right, well, anyway, motherfucker. We talking about users and usees. Are you a
sound
user
like
or
you
a user?
Sound like you the one got used.
I know. I admitted that. She played me like a motherfucking trombone. But I bounced on her ass when she went to sleep, though. She woke up, I go. Out the girl.
She wasn't mad.
So when them bills came up that next month, I hope she saved some of that money to pay her fucking bill.
She been stacking. She been spending your money saving her, so she was cool.
Well, I'm glad for her ass.
I'm a head knot.
You know what, man? I'm going to let all y'all in a little seat.
Fuck all y'all.
Fuck all y'all.
I'm with it.
Right. He
losing.
He ain't
with it. Hold on, man. I don't think you heard me, dog.
Fuck all y'all. I ain't scared of you, motherfucker.
All right, man, let's get back on topic, dog. Which one are you, man? You user or UZ? You think you haven't been used before? Yeah, you.
Yeah, I've been used. Yeah, I've been used. I got used the other day.
Okay.
They told me to get out because I broke her bed. Fair play.
As you break her bed.
That's all I want. I get out. Yeah, I got used. But it was good, though.
I'm talking about a long-term use, motherfucker, not no one hit a quit.
Oh, shit, I got a couple of them stories, too.
Well, give us one.
Oh, man, I can't do that, man. I don't know who listens.
Yo, what?
That we play as role.
Nigga, please.
You ain't no player.
Oh, you made my chest hurt. Oh, shit. Oh, damn.
No, but straight up, dog. Straight up. Straight up, man. Give us one, man. Give us one, man.
Man, shit. I can give you plenty. Shit, everything I got, I get from a bitch. Everything.
So you have no problem with
shoes on my feet to these draws on my, you know, around my balls, you know what I mean?
That shit don't bother you, bro?
Hell no, shit. Why? Shit, I ain't got to work for it. What the fuck should it bother me? I'm caught.
Okay, but now what if it happened to you?
It ain't.
You think?
Shit. What I'm going to do, go get the next bitch money and give it to another bitch? Hell no. Well, that bitch give me that money is mine. I ain't going to give it to another bitch. Then I'm like you.
You owe me some money, motherfucker.
Shit. Nigga, you bullshit.
I'm just saying, man. I'm just saying. All right. Because this slick ass motherfucker ain't going to really answer the question. I'm going to go back to Janine. This motherfucker got jokes. Ha ha, motherfucker. Ha ha, very funny, motherfucker. That comedy jam got canceled, motherfucker.
Oh, shit.
Just saying, man. Take that shit on the road, man, because you funny. Ha ha.
Hey, listen, man. Next time,
a woman do shit like that. Nigga, check that hoe.
Okay. Don't lock yourself out. All right. Let's get back to the show, y'all. Mr. Funny Man over here with all the jokes.
Sound like you're the show. You're only going to talk about being played. Ain't nobody else. I ain't heard nobody else talk about getting played. So you know the show is on you. Tell us about another time you got played. You sound like you got good experience in this shit. Tell us another episode. You tell us a story.
Don't bullshit me.
A cheaper story.
Oh, right, guys.
Let me let you in on a little secret, bro.
Act like you got some goddamn sense, people. Hey.
Act like you got some sense, bro. So you saying you ain't never been used before?
No, that ain't even in my bloodline, man. We the other ones. We ain't the users. We the users. We not getting used and shit. You feel me? You got to excuse me because I'm out there drinking weed and shit, so my words might be fucked up coming out. But, yeah, we ain't getting used, though. Not over here, bro.
I think everybody been used once or twice in their life, man.
Everybody
has. Maybe you just didn't see it, bro, but everybody have, man. Everybody have.
Nah, they might have thought they was using me, but if, you know what I mean, they felt like that, if I give somebody something, it's just because I want to, you know what I mean? Ain't because you deceived me in no type of way to make me give it to you, you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, no, I ain't never been used, you see what I'm saying? Because whatever I do, it come from the heart. I ain't going to do it at all, you see what I'm saying? So, therefore, I could never be used. So, but you, on the other hand, I can't speak for you, bro. Would you tell me about your situation?
Nigga, you bullshitting.
Normally, I'm gonna take your ass. Normally, I'm gonna take you y'all play back. Hey, it's Sin City, man. We like to have fun. Oh, I ain't got that one on here no more. Nope. Bye, y'all. We're gonna go into this little, you got a little young Bernie Mac, man. Y'all
sit back
some nice
stuff.
And chill on the mat.
Thank you, goddammit. I know the first thing you say, that's a black motherfucker that came out here. I know I'm a black motherfucker. I know I'm black. I thought it really shocked y'all this evening, you know? I started wearing all black and some blue contact lenses. I'd have fucked y'all up. You know you're a black motherfucker when you put fingerprints on charcoal. Let me tell you something now. I'm married. I've been married for 14 years, been with my wife for 17 years. And you know something? Men, thank you very much. But you know something, men? When you first get married, your wife is happier than a sissy with a bag of dicks. Singing and everything. Man, when I first got married, my wife used to give me pussy by the pound. Now I got to steal pussy. If you don't know how to steal pussy, I'm fixing to teach you. You got to wait till she go to sleep. You're watching television, you're motherfucking watching her. And they ain't sleep. Stealing pussy is like war. You got to sneak up on it. And when they make that move, they roll over you. Then you take these two fingers and you pull the cover off. Now they're lying on their back. Men, they ain't sleep. You're going to run into a problem, the panties. When you start to remove the panties, it will get stuck right here because she's on her back. But she'll help you. She'll do something like, now you gotta slide them down, you see. You start sliding them down, now you're gonna run into another problem when you get them at the ankle. When you slide them off, now you got the legs are closed. But she'll help you once again. Now, fellas, when you start to penetrate and you get half of it in, they're gonna play, they don't feel nothing. But when you get it in, stir it like coffee. Stir it like motherfucking coke. You know, like that spoon be in that cup? Clink, clink. Go, clink, 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 clink. Stir that motherfucker like coke. Now, when you get it in and you start stirring it like coffee, that's when she open her eyes and ask you a fucked up question. What you doing? You know what the fuck I'm doing. You ever notice something, man, how singers, how they take original song and make a remake? And the remake sound better than the original song? I written a song my motherfucking self. Called Take Me Out to the Ball Game. The black version. Me out to the ball game. Take. I said, take. Me out with the crowd. Now buy some peanuts. Buy me some peanuts. Buy me. Hey. I'm pretty mad.
I know everybody know about this shit here. We'll get you some unconditional love. Can you love a motherfucker unconditional?
You can count me out this conversation. I don't understand that shit. You got me damn.
Motherfucker, you've been in love before. fuck out of here.
Man, so what? What the fuck? I don't know nothing about no unconditional shit. Love is love. You love a motherfucker, you don't. Fuck all that other shit. I ain't getting into that type of shit. See what I'm saying? I'm in the elementary love game. I ain't all into that college type love shit. You feel what I'm saying? I'm in the elementary shit. That's
all right. I got
you. Yeah, fuck that.
I do like
the elementary love. Yeah, fuck all that. I ain't with all that extra shit. That's too much shit going on. Too much come with it. So
you know, UCLA.
And I motherfucking downgraded. Nah, I'm dropping out this shit. I'll drop out. Nah, I can't complete this shit. You know, like high school, I can't. Nah, I have to go back in the GED or some shit. You know, but nah, I ain't fucking with that shit. I cannot understand that shit at all. So, I mean, that's for y'all, though. Everybody different, though. I'm just a different nigga. I'm like an alien when it comes to that type of shit, though. I don't feel that shit, no. I can give a fuck. Shit.
Okay.
Shit. As long as my bitch break me up, I can walk in and catch a fuck nigga. Oh, shit, my bad. I'm out. Fuck it. I ain't mad. I'm going to another bitch house. Fuck it. Shit.
Okay. All right, we got your take on it.
I'm looking for a woman that feel like me. See, anybody like feel like me online? Where y'all at? See? They hard to find. Just like a nigga like me. You a fuck. This shit.
Are you done? Can I get Janine's take on the question, bruh? Janine.
Yeah.
Tell this motherfucker what a conditional love is. Because apparently he's not understanding.
I told you I didn't.
Right, she's going to break it down for you, dog.
Unconditional love to me is when you would do something for somebody that you usually don't do. It's just like taking yourself out the box.
Damn, take yourself out the box.
Mm-hmm.
What a motherfucker commit suicide, huh? On whatever level that
some
is.
People, yeah, it's on some kind of level.
Nah, fuck that. You ain't finna get my last $10. The weed man got that already. I'm finna take it to him.
Yeah.
Now, Janine, let me ask you, do you think it still exists?
Yeah, I think it still exists.
You do?
Yeah,
you still alive,
ain't
you? Okay, let me ask you a question. When the last time you felt unconditional love for somebody?
You said when was the last time?
I
got to
hit it.
Yeah.
I got to hit it.
You said when was the last time?
When was the last time? The last time you felt unconditional love for somebody.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, well, Janine.
Really putting people on the side.
Hold your head. Never mind. I thought we had a new caller to the show. They pushed one, and I guess they pushed one again. Caller, you got something to say?
I was just listening. I believe in love, but I ain't that type of person to love nobody. I love myself before I love anybody.
Okay, but I'm not understanding. How can you be happy like that? You have
because
to love somebody.
You don't love my mama?
Huh?
I love my mama.
Well, I'm talking about like a guy friend, a boyfriend, a husband, fiance.
No, I tried that shit. That shit had me sitting over here like a little punk, and I used to cry and cry until I got the fuck. I can't do it. No.
But that's
so you just hit it and quit it, huh? That's what's up. Who is this? Who is you?
My name Caramel.
Caramel, huh?
If her birthday come up 2-3 times a month, then I'm with it. Until that happens, fuck on out of here with that bullshit.
Okay, well, now see, this is the question that that's what I'm saying. This is what I'm asking you when it comes down to love, man. I mean, what do you feel if she wanted, like, I ain't even talking about with a man, I'm talking about another woman. But if she wants that, like, 2 or 3 times a month, I mean, that's just her forte. That's just what she like. You know what I'm saying?
She should have told you that shit before we got together.
Okay,
but that's 2-3-4 times a month shit, dog. If you like that, that's some shit I should have known up front. You should have told me that's how you got down. Don't wait till we 6 months into it, and then all of a sudden you bring it to me, I'm cool with it the first time, and then next weekend you talking about doing the shit again. No, I need to know that shit up front. Because I don't get down like that. That's not me. I can only do me, man. You know what I mean? That's it.
I feel you, dog. I feel you on that. But at the same time, you do got to know that this is like a more modern age where that, I mean, situations like that are everyday occurrences. It's not just a one-on-one. I mean, you know what I'm saying? This is not just, okay. You know, I joke with you and say that you stuck in the 80s and shit. I always joke with you all the time about that. But real talk. I mean, things are, like, a little bit more modern now. You know what I'm saying? Things I mean, hey, you got to be a little more open-minded than what we used to do back in the day. I mean,
let me cut you off, man. I'm old school, man. I need an old school woman. Period. That's it. I'm old school, man. I'm the pull the shit out. I'm the open the door type of guy. You know what I mean? I'm not the threesome every other day type of guy. That's just not me. You know what
okay.
I'm saying?
Okay, and I gotta ask.
That's not love to me. That's lust.
That's lust.
That's lust to me, man. That's not love.
Okay,
you love somebody. You don't want to bring nobody else into the bedroom. Come on, dog.
Okay. Okay, now we gonna go to our expert, Janine.
Oh.
We gonna go to our expert. All right, Janine. I want to have this conversation because I can imagine, you know, I can imagine what you thinking. So, do you feel like okay in that situation? That's just lust.
It's not lust when you with your partner. Yeah, you might be lusting for that other individual, either a woman or a male or whatever, but it's not lust when you doing it together. I don't understand the question.
Neither did
okay.
I.
Okay, he said that, if it's her birthday, yeah. But he said 2-3 times out of a month, hell no. Because he said that's not
right.
Love, that's love. And I'm going to ask you, do you feel like, okay, you're not in love with that person, you just lusting for them because y'all doing this?
No, if I'm with that person, then evidently if we're together, we love each other.
Right, but
what
you knew that
up front,
right?
What does... Huh?
Did you know? But you knew that going in. You knew that he was that type of guy. You knew he was down for the threesomes and all. He loved how the threesomes, right? You knew that going in. You knew that up front. You can't just spring that shit on somebody in the middle of a relationship. One time is cool, okay? That's cool. Everybody fulfilling the fantasy. But constantly, I should know that up front going in. Right? I should know that. Don't you think I should know that?
I don't tell people that I do that when I meet them. That's not something I just tell people off the bat. So no, that's not something you would know until I've gotten to know you. And I wouldn't tell you that till later anyway.
Would it be 6 months later, a year later?
I was with my husband for 2 years before I told him that. And I only told him then because we were talking and he told me that was one of his fantasies. And I was like, oh, okay, I could do that. And he started laughing. He thought it was a joke.
Okay. But now after the fantasy played out, y'all kept doing it.
Yeah.
See, and
you said he didn't know he wasn't doing it before, and he didn't know about it. But that don't mean.
But I'm saying though, once he started doing it, he was fine with it. I just wouldn't be. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
I wouldn't
okay.
be fine with it. That shit, it would bother me.
Hmm.
I'm just saying it would bother me.
Dog. Now, can you see my face on this webcam?
No, man, I'm on the other screen.
Because I'm really looking at you confused. Like, you really wouldn't. Okay, I can even go as far as to say, and Janine, don't. I mean, I know us as men, we take this. You know, our pride and our ego is not going to let us be like, okay, I could deal with another nigga fucking my old lady. Our pride and our egos can't deal with that. I'll be the first to admit that. I have no problem with admitting that. But now, if you coming to me talking about another woman coming, I'm sorry. I have no problem.
That's
I mean,
not love for you, man. That's
I
not
mean,
love for you, dog. If it's somebody that, if it's not my woman, I ain't got no problem with it, dog. But when it's my woman, it's just us, dude.
You say what?
I said if it's my woman, it's just us. You know what I'm saying? If it's just somebody on the street that want to have a threesome, okay, I'm cool with that. No, ain't no feelings involved. No strings attached. It's just sex. But this is my woman, man. That's a difference. That's a big difference to me, man.
And what's the will and pay?
It's a huge ass difference to me, dude. I'm just saying, everybody may not agree with me, but that's just me, man. I'm not that type of guy, dog. Never been that type of guy. I'm just not. I'm a one-woman man. I have no problem with that. That's just me. That's who I am. Can't help it. It's not my fault.
I mean, dude, okay, well, let me ask you. In your relationships, the attitude that you have, do you think that works to your favor, or you think that works against you?
I think it works in my favor. Because she knows exactly what she's getting. Ain't no secret. You know exactly what she's getting.
You're
getting
me, and that's
it. Well, I'm just saying. She knows exactly what she's getting. That's who I am. You know what I'm saying? You can deal with it or you can walk. That's your choice. But that's who
okay.
I am. I'm not going to change who I am to please you. I am who I am.
Okay,
I can't change
Hold on, brother. With that being said, now, if it's your wife or your significant other, don't you think you need to change somewhat?
Well, she knew that before she married me.
No,
she already knew
no.
What kind of person I was.
But come with marriage comes change and everything else. Now, I mean, do you really think you can just be the same person and say, well, okay, we married, you know how I am, that's that?
Well, hey, maybe that's
I mean,
the reason I'm not married today, bro. I don't know, but that's just who I am. You get what you see is what you get. That's it. Maybe that's why she divorced me. I don't know. But what you see
could
what
be.
It could be. I don't know. She wasn't going to divorce, not me, but what you see is what you get. All I can offer you is me. That's it.
Okay. Let me ask you another question, brother. Looking back at it now, and I think I've asked you this question before. Looking back at it now, if you could have did something different, would you did it?
Yes,
I
would.
If it was all about change, would you be willing to change?
For her, yes. I'm not even going to lie in front. I said for her, yes. I'm not going to lie in front and say hell no and fuck that. For her, yes, I would. You know what I'm saying? But I can't do this. It's too late now, so.
Right. Well, we know that. I mean, I'm just asking in general. I mean, you know, if you was going in, eyes not wide shut, now eyes wide open. You in a new relationship. You know what I'm saying? This person say, well, Tama, I need you to get up out of this mold that you in. I love you, but I mean that mold that you in is really like irritating me, or it's getting to me, or it's driving a wedge between us. Would you be willing to change?
That's a good one, dog. I can only sum it up like this, dog.
I kicked her country ass to the curb.
Okay. Well,
all I can do is be me, man. You know what I'm saying? You either accept me the way I am, or you don't. That's it, man. Ain't nothing else to be said, dog. You accept me for who I am, or don't. We push the fuck off. I ain't gonna lose no sleep. I am who I am, and I can't change that, man. I'm too old to change now. You know what I'm saying? Leopard can't change his spot.
No. And then the same token, they always tell you, you're never too old to learn.
Okay. Well, I tell you what. Why don't we bring in Miss Karma? Miss Karma, I'm trying to get you off. Miss Karma.
Yes.
Ooh, that sounded kind of sexy. I'm trying to get you off. What you think?
I mean,
I'm just that type of person, shit. I adapt to change, you know what I'm saying? It takes me a minute to adapt to it, but I adapt to it quickly, though, because if it means that to keep this person and I love them around, I'll change for them. Because, I mean, that's how a relationship's supposed to work. You give 100%, that person give 100%, then it should flow perfectly.
All right, Karma, I'm putting you back on mute because you ain't on my side. mute Carmel. No, I'm just kidding. I'm muted. But okay, all right, Carmel, let me ask you a question. If you knew going in that the guy was that way, how could you expect him to change? You knew how he was going in.
I mean,
so why would you expect him to change? He can only be who he is.
I'm not expecting him to change who he is, but I expect him to change some of his ways.
Okay, as far as the threesomes go, he could say, all right, baby, look, I love you. Will you do threesomes on your birthday?
No.
I'm down with it on your birthday.
Nah, because my birthday only once a year.
That's right. That's my whole point.
I'm
making you happy on your day. This is your day.
No,
my day. So it's either you're going to get with it or you're going to get over it. It's like if you ain't down for the cause with me, then shit, you ain't down for me.
Oh, I don't know about that. Somebody got to be on my side. Wait, fuck up, talk to me, dog.
Nah, you think the wrong number there, bro. Because I'm going to ask, that's what love is. It's change.
Mm-hmm.
If you love somebody, you will change for that person. If you truly love, that's unconditional love. If you're willing to change for that person. I got a question for you. Would you rather for her to do it behind your back?
Mm-hmm.
Or if she loves you, she came to you like, baby, look, I love you, but I'm a kind of person that likes to have threesome with another woman. I want you involved in it. You know what I'm saying? You say no. We just do it once a year. Now she's doing it behind your back. Now you mad at her because she's cheating on you.
I'm not mad, dog.
No, that's the question. I mean, but you would be mad because now you're saying that she's cheating on you.
Okay, you want to know my answer? If she did that shit,
you'd kick that bitch to the curb.
You might as well be ready to be by yourself then.
I know I'm a difficult guy. I know this. I'm a hard person to live with. I know this. Hey, but you know what, though? If I'm alone as far as the relationship type thing go, I'm cool with that. I really am.
There's somebody out there for you. There's somebody out there for you, then.
I believe that. I believe that from the bottom of my heart. I really, truly believe that. It's somebody out there for everybody. I just ain't found her yet. That's all.
Then that's not what you want. If you still feel like there's somebody out there for you, then you do want to be with somebody.
I do want to be with somebody, but if I'm not, I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with being alone. I really don't. It doesn't bother me. It don't. It's less stress. It's less headaches. So I have no problem with that. But when I do meet that right person, she will accept me for who I am.
But then, Tom, I understand all that. But with everything comes change, dog. This is what, I mean, with everything comes change. I mean, we look back at each other and, you know, you look at me and I've heard you tell me, dude, you done changed a lot. I mean, I might not be the man that you think that I can be, but you know I have changed. You know what I'm saying?
I get you that. I've seen change in you.
Right. But now, I got it.
We're totally different. I'm old school,
but
man.
Now,
I've
now,
always
hold on,
been
hold
old
on.
School.
Okay, but listen to me, brother. That's just the thing. I want to tell you this, man. I want to tell you this because you're my big brother and I love you. You got to deal with change, dog. That's the one. Dude, you're a great individual. You a good dude, man. you like one of the greatest guys I know, man. And I tell you that, I tell anybody from the bottom of my heart, I love him like my big brother. But you refuse to change. You are one brother that refused to change, dog. You don't change.
And why should I change?
Because with life come changes.
No, but when you change, sometimes it can be for the good, sometimes it can be for the bad. But you make the best of everything that you do change for. You know what I'm saying? You just don't, okay, today I'm just going to change. Just
right.
Because of
I ain't saying change for no reason. But, dog, I mean, with life come changes. I mean, you've told me that. You've told me constantly in my life that, dude, you need to change. You need to change. And for the most part, you wasn't lying. I did need to change.
I gave you good ass advice.
Okay, and the same advice that you gave me, I'm giving you. Change needs to come. I mean, you can't get from point A to point B without change.
I'm gonna do me to the day I die, man. That's all I can do. I can't be nobody else, man. I can only be me, baby. You know what I'm saying? I can't be nobody.
You know what,
else.
Man? You know what, dog? I'm gonna tell you, dog. You can be you, and I know somebody, and somebody that told me, man. I had this person tell me, person that's very dear to me. You know what I'm saying? They say when they see me, they see the same person. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, they see change. You know what I'm saying? You gonna always be you, but at the same time, change needs to come. You know what I'm saying? And for that person to tell me that, that meant a lot to me. I put them in the school that I put y'all in. You know, and I hold my dogs to the highest regard, and I hold that person to the highest regard too. So for that person to tell me, okay, I see the change in you. I mean, this person went as far as to tell me, okay, I see the color in your eyes, dog. I see the color in your eyes that your eyes ain't red and like they used to be. Like, you know, like when you used to go on them drunken binges, your eyes stayed red. You know what I'm saying? I can see the change in you. For somebody to see the change in you like that, dog, it means a lot. And it shows you a lot. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, if you just sitting there like, okay, fuck what they talking about, that shit don't mean nothing to me, I'm going to be me. No, you're going to be stuck in one way. You in one gear. It's a whole bunch of other gears to shift, dude. Believe me.
All right,
and
man.
That's
good-ass advice, dog. I ain't going to even lie, man. That's good-ass advice. But
I never liked you anyway.
That was good.
Hey, I had to take it, man. I had to take it. I'm sorry. I had to take it.
I didn't know it at all.
No, man, but on the real. I would change my mom's. For my kid, man. Other than that, you got to take me for who I am. And if she can't deal with that, then, you know, she can step the fuck off. I'm cool.
You just talking. Yeah, you know what? We done with that, but you just talking. You was just talking. Because if it was me, you would change. You would be changed all over.
No, Janine, I'm going to answer your question for you right now.
Mm-hmm.
Cass and Wig been knowing me damn near most of my life.
Okay.
They know I ain't bullshitting.
Okay. I would guarantee that you would.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Not going
to
happen.
It's just the fact they'll just want you to change some of your ways. Because if you, it's like, I might do some things. Like, if me and you was dating, it's going to be some things that I'm not going to like you doing. And you're going to be some things that you ain't going to like what I do. So, therefore,
mm-hmm.
if I change some of that, just so our relationship can be smooth. Just I expect for you to change some of your ways. Don't change who you is, because that's how I met you. That's who I want you to continue to be. But I want you to do
what you do. But why? You knew I was doing what I was doing when you met me, and
no,
you still chose to go out with me.
To know you, okay? Is that like I said? I might do some things that's like, okay, gonna be off the rock. You're gonna be like, oh hell no, nah, I don't like that shit you're doing, Karma. Okay, fine. If it means for me to change it, all right, I'll change. Okay, some of the shit I don't want you to do, you want to change.
Now, with that being said, you saying that. Nobody's a real person for the first couple of months. You're not.
Yeah.
You're not showing your real side. You being understanding. Because you're tolerating shit that you wouldn't normally tolerate. Them first four to 6 months, you're not being you.
I disagree.
Amen, my brother.
No. Come on, dude. Now, I got to cut you off there. Because You are Mr. Romantic. You are Mr. Flowers, Candy. I take your ass across a motherfucking man. Come on, you are the epitome of romance those first couple of months. Now that I will give you, you are that. But after that 6 months, motherfucker, you like shit. I'm sleepy. I'm finna go to bed. Fuck with you. Go out. Shit, we can go get this DVD.
That's not true.
Now hold on.
Romantic the whole relationship, man. What the hell are you talking about?
No, you're not. You may think you are. Dude, you are a tight ass, actually. I know. You're a tight ass. You gonna go from going to movies every week to let's just go buy it on the DVD. That's
you know what, man? Hold on, dog. Let me cut you off.
Look, fuck you. Fuck the plane you flew in on. Fuck them shoes. Fuck the socks with the bell on it. Fuck your gay-ass fairy faggot accent. Fuck them cheap-ass cigars. Fuck your yuck mouth teeth. Fuck your hairpiece. Fuck your chocolate. Fuck Guy Ritchie. Fuck Prince William. Fuck the Queen. This is America. My president is black and my Lambo is blue. And if I see you in the street, I'm slapping the shit out.
I can't see it no straight up, dog. All jokes aside, man, I hear what you're saying. Actually, I hear what everybody is saying. I really do. I truly do. I hear everybody. But, I mean, I'm just going to be me. I can't be nobody else. You know what I mean? I can't be that guy that wants the threesome every other day because I don't want to.
Hold on. Hold on. I'm gonna give y'all the transformation of Father Time. When he meet a girl, this is him in the beginning.
I'm gonna be everything to you. I'm gonna be your father. I'm gonna be your friend. I'm gonna be your lover. But you gotta believe in me. You gotta believe that everything I tell you to do is for the best.
Now, after the 6 month period. And the motherfucker asked you for something.
You better take your ass to the store with that.
That's Father Time. And I'm through with it.
That's it. I don't agree with that shit, man. I totally disagree with that, man. You know what I'm saying?
I don't like your jerk off name. I don't like your jerk off face. I don't like your jerk off behavior. And I don't like you, jerk off.
That's all I'm saying, man.
You call me what you want, but dog, that's you. That's you, hands down.
Hey, man, like I said, man, I'm just gonna be me, man. You know, if I'm not that, yeah. If I'm not that type of guy, why should I portray myself as that type of guy? That's what I'm saying.
You having threesomes every other day. It's just the spot, like pretty much spark up your relationship. If a woman, like, all right. Babe, let's have another female join in on our fun. Shit, it's either gonna be down for the cause or you ain't. It is just
exactly. If it's your birthday, I ain't down.
But for the time, if you find somebody like that, send her to me. I'll take her. Keep her in the family.
You can have her.
And I'll take
her too. Now you know what? You know what? time, I understand. I understand the fact that
you ain't no player.
And that's true. That's a true statement, dog. I can't do nothing but agree with you on that, man. I'm not. I never portray myself to be. I'm just not. I don't have a player bone in my body. I'm not that type of guy.
Well, you probably admitted it.
I don't have no problem admitting it, man. Everybody know me knows that I am a one-woman man, period, point blank. Everybody that know anything about me knows that. You know that, and everybody else know that. And I have no problem with that.
No,
I think
ain't y'all always
got a problem with it.
You trying to say that you've always been a one-woman type of man?
Always. You name anytime I had two women at one time.
Hold up.
Name it.
What
about when you took sick over your girl's father's house?
We was broke up at the time.
Oh, that don't count, right?
We wasn't together.
Okay, so what about when you tried to fuck your girl's friend?
Ooh.
Oh, he forgot about that.
We wasn't together at the time.
Hey, a motherfucker, y'all wasn't together. Is you crazy?
That was right after. Hold on. First of all, that was right after the time when you was with me when all the shit went down in the first place in Glen Park. You was right there with me in the car. And that was right after that. We was not together. And you know this. He was right there.
Dude,
come on now.
Wait a minute, dog. When we took old girl and her girl to the gas station, and you was trying to hit on her girl, and her girl came back and told her that you was trying to fuck with her, you and old girl were still together.
Well, okay, you talking about a different time. My bad. You talking about a different time.
Okay.
Yeah, right, my bad. But I'm just saying.
Okay, wait,
man. Come on,
man.
Y'all
up,
know me, man. I'm a one-woman guy, dude.
Hold on. Wait a minute. When you was with the same girl and you was living with me and my girl's sister and her auntie was living there, who was you trying to hit?
We weren't together.
Okay. Valid point. Point taken. Point made. But I still
okay,
consider myself a one-woman man.
Hold on. Give me a second. Because I think I got some more. Just give me a second. Let's
take all the time
see.
You need.
Oh. We used to go to the strip club all the time.
Okay. I remember
okay.
that.
Okay. When the old girl got together, we ain't gonna say no names, but you know who I'm talking
mm-hmm.
about.
I know exactly who you're talking about.
Okay, so now what you trying to tell me is that remember we went to Greg and Lisa's house.
Mm-hmm.
And you brought me, you know what, and you overcharged me with your rat ass, you rat bastard. But nevertheless, you trying to get with Lisa that night?
Yeah, I was. I ain't gonna lie,
but
true enough, I was.
But you was with somebody.
She looked good that night.
Oh, okay.
Hey, me and her was on the outs anyway, man.
Oh,
I,
no,
I,
but y'all were together. Look, the defense rest. Because, you keep forgetting, me and you were together. We were thick as thieves. So,
well, the judge say guilty.
Oh, wait a minute, hold up. Remember when you was with Stacy? But you went with Wick and you fucked Wick's girl's best friend or sister or
No, I was not with Stacy when that happened because he's on the motherfucking show right now. Me and Stacy was not together when that happened.
Now, I got you on that one. I'm pretty sure you was with Stacy.
No, I was not. That was back in the IFI days.
Exactly.
You put my shit out on the porch.
No, it was before you put your shit on the porch. Before she put your shit on the porch.
No, it was not. No, all right, we're going to end this right here. Wait, what happened?
I don't know when it was, but I know you fuck chick. I don't know if y'all were still together. I thought y'all was, but I'm not sure.
Man, I was not with Chase again, man. I was not with her then. Let's call and ask her. Yeah, damn, I'm finna die a lot. We about to call Stacey right now. And we gonna settle this
Like she ever knew that you act. I didn't never go back and tell you fucked
her. That was in July. I think me and Stacey stopped talking like June when she put my shit out on the porch. I remember that motherfucker tried to get my Butterfingers.
Yeah,
remember that shit? Hey, I'm going to tell y'all something. Me and this girl was going out. She used to make me lunch for work. She got mad at me, and she put my shit out on the porch, right? And we were still at work. So I can't remember which one of y'all was driving that night. But I said, take me back here so I get my shit off the porch. We pull up. This motherfucker going through my bag. Trying to take my lunch. I had Butterfingers in there, Snickers, all kinds of good shit. Man, please.
Well, you should have just bought the outfit.
Well, look, in hindsight, I should have. But I didn't. That was my fault. You know what I'm saying? But like I say, I am who I am.
You ain't noticing the pattern here. It's you being who you are. Ain't working.
Hey, it works for me, man.
No,
I love being
don't.
Me, man.
No, you don't.
I'm a bad motherfucker, dog. I'm perfect. It don't get no better than me, dog.
Dude, you been
out there
love
better than me? Who? What,
been
what's better?
Woman for the last
I'm telling
years.
You, dog. When I was born, they broke the mold. They say we can't make no motherfucker. We can't make no more motherfuckers like him. That's it.
Okay, wait.
It's a done
wait,
deal.
Wait. Hey, you know what? I don't
he's
know
perfect.
For sure if you was with somebody. I ain't sure what you if you was with somebody, but I got my man Dizzle right here. Dizzle, when that motherfucker had sugar in the room, was he with somebody?
Oh, come on!
Oh,
don't do me, dog. Don't do me.
Dizzle said, "That's all I just said. We ain't said no names. We ain't said no names. We ain't said nothing about the event. I just asked." Was he with somebody when he had sugar in the room? That, oh, okay. Well, this was said you was with somebody, so we're going to leave it at that.
Man, fuck what you're talking about. I'm a one-woman guy. Ladies,
oh.
I'm a one-woman guy. They talking about old shit. You know what I'm saying? And sugar
you
was tripping that night any motherfucking way.
You said what?
I say Sugar was tripping that night anyway. I'm pretty sure he told you the story.
I wonder why Sugar was tripping that night.
Hey.
Oh, yeah, I heard the story.
She put herself out there like that, so I tried to take advantage. Ain't no wrong with that. I'm just saying. It the opportunity presented itself, and I tried to take advantage of it. Ain't my fault she wasn't done with it.
Hey, man, I'll talk to you after the show.
Tell that motherfucker to quit telling my business on the motherfucking radio. Tell that bitch, tell him my business on the radio. His ass is with somebody, too, while he playing.
Well, ain't nobody. Yeah. You the only one that said that you was the one-woman guy. Ain't nobody said that they was like that. Everybody that knew they made their mistakes. You the one right sitting here like you missed the person.
Hey, Karma, what's your name?
Yeah.
I'm a one-woman guy. Y'all looking for a one-woman guy? I'm a one-woman guy. Y'all need that man that's going to be like,
they
hey.
Like,
I can't deal with it because, like I said, if you ain't down for the cause, you ain't down for me because I like threesomes and I like women.
Well,
I
mean, your birthday
you.
Come once a year, baby.
No. It ain't just so once a year. It's like probably like 2-3 times out of every month. So
2-3 times out of month?
Yep.
Girl, you ain't got that many birthdays now. Come on now. Let's keep it
yeah,
real.
Every day is my birthday. Every day when I wake up, it's my birthday.
Well, now, weren't you just the one that told me earlier about the changing thing?
It's changed with shit. I can't change that.
And you also told me, didn't you also tell me there's somebody out there for everybody?
It's somebody funny.
Hold up.
There you go.
You know what? Hold up. Fuck what he talking about. Janine, remember we was on the show when I was at the Honey Ranch?
Uh-huh.
Carmen was the one that had the little purple on.
Want to spread them legs?
Yeah, I figured me and Carmen should get together and talk about some things.
Fuck with Squire Tuck
over there talking about.
You ain't no player.
No, I just crush a lot.
Yeah. Oh, that was a good one.
Yeah, anyway. All right, y'all, let me see if I got a... All right, y'all, we're coming down to the end of the show, y'all. We're going to go in and this madness to tomorrow night. We're going to pick it up tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, we're going to get on his ass tomorrow night. All right, y'all? I got stories.
I got even more stories.
All right, motherfucker, we're going to see.
Tomorrow we can make it all about Cavs. I don't care. Shit, I ain't scared of that. I ain't scared of mine.
Of course, you arrogant motherfucker, you.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah, I got your ass, bro. You left your ass wide open for that one. Because I was on the real, y'all. On the real.
Way sick for that one.
All right, what's your last words, dog?
Much love,
Fair
City, baby. Anytime y'all want a threesome three times a month, I'm down with it.
Motherfucker, your phone on mute, man.
Thanks, Ernie. Well, anyway, like I said, much love, Fair City, ladies. Anytime y'all want a threesome three times a month, I'm down with you. Peace out of time, Cass.
What's up?
Yeah, okay.
Pick up, please.
You got any last words for us, sweetheart? Oh, my bad. Let me back that up. I'm sorry. Janine, do you have any last words for us, Janine? I don't mean to call you sweetheart. I don't want to anger nobody.
Oh, good show. Time went by fast. And, yes, I will take you up on that offer, Cass and Caramel.
Oh,
okay.
Lord have mercy.
Ooh,
nigga, you bullshitting.
No. Hold on, brother. Hold on, brother. Now, before you say I'm bullshitting, I don't be bullshitting now.
I was talking to Janine, man.
Okay, but I just got to let you know, I don't be bullshitting. What I do is
I whip pussy.
Get it together.
Okay.
I never liked you anyway. Pretty motherfucker.
Last time I checked, I put you to sleep. So how you with it?
Oh, wow. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, it's time for me to come on back to the Honey Ranch.
Get to sleep again. Okay, I mean,
look at the ratio.
Sound like
pussy whooped you.
Hey.
Don't mute, dude.
All
right, Caramel, you got any last words for us, sweetheart?
I enjoyed the show. I'll be tuning in tomorrow.
Same time, same channel.
Yeah.
That's how we do. All right, y'all, we want to thank y'all for calling in, spending y'all time with us. We really appreciate it. I'm coming to you, man. I'm coming to you, dude. I'm coming to you. Once again, we want to thank y'all for calling and spending y'all time with us. We want to thank everybody listening to us on the Internet. All right, man. Take us home, man.
All right, well, check this out, y'all. FanCity.Spruce.com. Tell your friends. We're trying to get this site jumping. We're trying to get that Facebook money. So, hey, SinCity.Spruce.com. We done redid the page. We got a new look. Hey, we looking pretty good, too. So, fuck with your boys. Get on now. Fuck with
them. All right, y'all. We out. Peace, love, and everything. Bye, night.
Tender love so tender.